Hey, call me the meat man. You ought to see me eat now.
Happy Friday morning to you. I hope you're hungry. We have the Barbecue HQ show on right now with Andy Griffin and Troy Paul. We talk barbecue today with the owner of the Barbecue Pit Stop, Troy Paul. The Barbecue Pit Stop is located at 300 East, just behind Napa Auto Parts, just off the boulevard. You can call the Barbecue Pit Stop at 435-429-7174. And now it's time for the show. Here's Troy Paul and Andy Griffin.
I need to say right up front, Troy has been detained. He is not here yet. So we'll start talking barbecue, and hopefully Troy will be able to join us shortly. First of all, we want to mention the Barbecue Pit Stop. That's located, again, right behind Napa Auto Parts, just off the boulevard, like a half block off of the boulevard, out by the old lumber yard there. And Troy's had the store open for what's been a year and a month or something like that. And it's not a place you go to get barbecue. He doesn't sell barbecue. You can't go get a brisket or some pulled pork or ribs or whatever. It is a place you go to get stuff so you can make your barbecue. He sells, hardwood pellets. He sells accessories, things like knives and grills, you know, like little grill grates for your smoker. He sells those bear paw things that, you know, you want to pull your pork. They have the little kind of Wolverine bear, you know, those claws. And, I mean, then you get to the sauces and the rubs. Phenomenal selection of sauces and rubs at the Barbecue Pit Stop. Literally hundreds of both sauces and rubs. In fact, he's kind of included me in on his market research because he gets people all the time. Hey, will you carry my product in your store? And just about every day someone drops by. Hey, will you try this? And so Troy has actually kind of sicked me on that a little bit, where he's given me a couple of different sauces and some rubs and things to try and say, hey, I trust your judgment. If you think it's good, I'll carry it in the store. If you think it's just average, then I won't carry it. And so I've been able to, it's been kind of fun to participate in all that over there at the Barbecue Pit Stop. Again, located right there behind Napa Auto Parts. Of course, they also sell grills and smokers and freeze dryers. I mean, they have just about everything you can think of that helps you become a better cook. He's got some classes that he offers once a month. There's a barbecuing class, and this month a lot of times the class that he teaches is kind of barbecue 101. This is how you do it. This is your basics of barbecuing or smoking meat. This month's class is not that. This is a barbecue competition class. It teaches you how to, if there's a competition, what to do to make it so that you can compete in these things. There's some very specific rules when it comes to competitions. For instance, your ribs. If you do ribs, your ribs have to be uniform. They're supposed to be uniform in shape and color and texture. And so, you know, this class this month, and I believe he still has a couple of openings for the class this month over at the Barbecue Pit Stop, is on competition ribs, being able to go and compete with the big boys. You never know who's going to win, too. Of course, the big boys have the advantage because they know how the competitions go, but I've been to many a competition, and there are times when the amateur, the guy that isn't supposed to know much about barbecue, pulls it off and gets a victory. So, again, a competition class this month. Next month, we've got a class, I believe next month is the beginner class. Troy will teach that one. And then a couple of months from now, at the Barbecue Pit Stop, the folks at Dixie Meats are going to be there. A whole big presentation on how to cook certain kinds of meats. They're going to teach you how to make your own sausage. They're going to teach you how to cook a chicken, for example. They're going to teach you how to cook ribs, and I can't remember what the fourth thing was, but yeah, I think four different kind of meats. They're going to cook them for you, and if you're in the class, you get to sample how all those things turned out from our friends over there at Dixie Meats. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, those classes are, I've been to a couple of them myself as a student. I wasn't, an expert or a helper or anything. I was just there as a student and had a good time every time. And of course, it helps that they give away some pretty delicious food during the classes as well. Again, Troy Palm will join me shortly on the BBQ HQ show. I want to talk about some of the recent smokes that we've done, some of the recent competitions. Now, Troy and I, along with Todd Bullock from Hey Grill Hey and Cade Boardman from the High Voltage Barbecue truck or trailer, went together to Texas. We flew down, got on the flight. Southwest Airlines flew down to Austin, wore our masks the whole time, you know, did all the things we're supposed to do. And then when we got there, we went straight to our first barbecue place. And it was a place called the Salt Lick. Now, the Salt Lick is nationally known. It's I believe it's one of those that Guy Fieri did in Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And, yeah, we went to the Salt Lick, and it was actually for a place that's kind of a pop-type barbecue joint. It was still pretty darn good. That was our first exposure to Texas barbecue. And I will say this, Todd had been down there for Texas barbecue before. Troy has been in northern Texas. He's never been to southern Texas for the barbecue. And so, we were able to experience that for the first time. It was good. It was really good. But we knew there were better things to come. And so that night, I had work to do on the computer. I stayed up too late. The other guys went to bed. And the reason they went to bed relatively early was we were getting up to go to Snow's Barbecue. And let me tell you about Snow's Barbecue a little bit. You're not going to believe this, but it is absolutely true. Snow's Barbecue opens at 8 a.m. And we were told, we did a little research, we were told if we were not in line by 5 a.m., that there would be no barbecue left for us. So the drive to Lexington, Texas was about an hour away from where we were. And we were able to, again, get up early. I was working on like 2 hours of sleep. And we were able to drive to Lexington, Texas and get there. And we were able to get in line. Now, we approached it from one direction. You kind of the town is one direction, and we approached it from one direction, and it didn't seem like there were that many cars. And from where we were coming from, behind the building, it was dark, of course, and I didn't see a single soul. And I was kind of mad at the guys because I was thinking to myself, maybe they pranked me. Maybe there's really no early morning line necessary for the place to wait in line for this place. I thought to myself, no, that can't be right. So we walked and kept walking in the dark, and then we came around this bend, and around the bend there was a whole bunch of people with lawn chairs, and they had formed a line, and not necessarily a surprise to these guys, but I was like, holy crap, look at all these people. So we got in line, and when we got in line there at Snow's Barbecue, we were numbers 89, 90, 91, and 92. Remember, this is 5 a.m. They open at 8. We got in line. We were numbers 89, 90, 91, and 92. Within 20 minutes or so, there was 100 people in line behind us. And I began to believe the guys and understand that, yeah, we needed to get in line early for the Snow's Barbecue. And by the way, Troy is joining me on the phone right now. Troy, how's it going?
It's going all right. Thank you, Andy. Sorry to come in a little bit late.
No worries. I'm just telling them about our Snow's Barbecue experience. I just finished telling him about how we had to get up early. I didn't think there was anybody in line when we approached it from one direction. Turned out there was already 90 people in line. And maybe I'll let you pick up the story from there. As we got in line, a bunch of people pulled up behind us. It's still only 5:15 in the morning. Maybe finish out the morning for us, Troy. What do we do after that?
Well, it was the craziest experience because, like you say, then it was just deathly dark outside.
It was,
except for just the building. You could see the sign. There were just no lights out because it was so dark. You could see the smoke coming over from behind the building, and just like a mythological type of experience that you walk around the back and you see the line of people that are all there at just a crazy hour in the morning. And then And then you kind of walk in, you see the pits, and then you see Miss Tootsie. And you see the whole experience was just, I mean, really breathtaking.
It was almost, and I maybe I'll be mocked for saying this, but it was almost a spiritual experience. It was dark. It was cool. There was like little bits of mist rising up from the grass, and then all that smoke coming from the building. And you know, they didn't see Tootsie at first, but we saw a couple of the other pit masters doing their thing, and the smoke and fire and the Texas post oak wood they were using, and it was like I've just been transcended into barbecue heaven.
Yeah, and I've told people to watch the chef's table. That's a special on Netflix. It gives a little history about Miss Tootsie, and I tell people, like, a lot of times you watch these shows and it feels very fake, and they just add too much to the story, and it's just a lot of cinematography that they're using. And this time I think they kind of undersold it.
Yeah,
you go there and it's like it was every bit as awesome as what they kind of built up on the television set, for me at least.
Now, one thing about the Snow's Barbecue is when we got finished, and it was really, really good. Don't get me wrong here, but it was not the best barbecue that we'd ever had. In fact, they were. By the time we finished our weekend, there were two or three other places that food-wise was actually better than Snow's Barbecue. But I don't think that's the point of the pilgrimage to Snow's Barbecue. It was the experience, really, that mattered. The food was great, but the experience was incredible.
Yeah, there's a few other places that I'd rather go eat. But if you ask, well, would you do it again, wake up in the morning, wait through a long, long line, and have a bunch of barbecue at 8:30 a.m. for breakfast.
Yeah,
in a heartbeat, yeah. I'd do it again because of all the places, and there was a lot of really, really good food that we had. There was no place that had the full ambiance and build up to it that Snow's did. So if you're ever in Texas in the Austin area, about an hour drive out of there, make sure to hit up Lexington and go see Miss Tootsie, and that whole experience is easily worth it.
But
there's a few other places that we might recommend too.
It is worth noting on Snow's though, Troy, they are only open on Saturday. That's one day a week. You got your chance, you know, and if you're not there at 5 a.m., you're not getting any barbecue. And I like to tell this. I told my kids this story. Some guy pulls up in a pickup around 8 or 8:30 in the morning, and he's got about 200 pies in the back of his pickup truck. Now, he parks off of he's not on Snow's property, so he's not, like, infringing on their rights or anything. He busts open the back of his pickup. He's got all those pies in the back and a sign and a lawn chair says pies $20. And he must have sold, I don't know how many he sold, but he must have sold at least 100, maybe 200 pies that morning, because everybody wants some pie after they've had some queue.
It was pretty good pie too. You got yourself a buttermilk pie.
Buttermilk pie.
We all got to sample it, and it was a good pie. But if you're there for the experience, then you got to get yourself some pie and then some pickled okra too, that some guy was selling right next to him.
That's right. I did not try the pickle. Did you try that?
I did not. No.
Okay. Yeah. I know a couple of
a huge okra guy.
I think Todd and Kay both tried it, but you and I were like, no, that looks like something
good.
Died.
I'm good. I've had the okra. I've checked that off my list, and pickled is one thing, but I mean, fried, I might be able to put down, but anyway, that's all right. There are so many other good places. Of course, the place that I think was the consensus number one overall favorite was Terry Black's in Austin, Texas. It's an interesting family situation with the original Black's barbecue coming out of Lockhart, and it's like a fourth generation pitmaster that's running that place. It's a really cool story. But then they've kind of had a break off within the family where one of the sons went and opened his own restaurant, and that to me is better than the original, you know, by a long shot. And so if you're going to go down and you're just trying to find that number one joint in Austin, get down to Terry Black's, get their giant beef ribs, their brisket. Yeah. And if you're asking Andy, then their sides, you don't want to pass up on those also.
Best cornbread I ever had in my life, and that's the honest truth. And again, their pecan pie was good, but their beef rib and their brisket were both amazing. One of the things, Troy, that I really enjoyed while I was down in Texas and we went to these different barbecue places, obviously the food, but I enjoyed being around you and Todd and Cade because you guys are all barbecue professionals. And so pretty much everywhere we went, you guys were back in the back checking out the pits and, you know, and how they were cooking and the different methods that they were using. They all, I think every one of them used Texas post oak, right, to do the barbecuing?
Mostly they were using post oak. There was one place that surprised me, and this was up in right by Inman's Barbecue. There was a place called Cooper's Barbecue. Yeah. That was just delicious. It was kind of a surprise, an extra stop that we were going to make along the way. And their brisket was just really good there, but it was different. And we've been having all, you know, brisket side by side. So when you taste something different, it was like, what is this? And the reason it was such a big surprise, they said they use mesquite wood over there. And I'm generally not a huge mesquite flavor fan myself. It gives just a different, almost like a bitter type of taste to the meat. But this time, man, I'm telling you what, it was a home run. And so it kind of made me rethink, you know, that whole flavor profile. And, you know, maybe I'll start doing a little bit more mesquite in what I'm cooking. But yeah, it was mostly oak. There's definitely some mesquite too, but you didn't see much else in as far as getting that Central Texas flavor. For the wood.
This Cooper's was in a town called Llano, which is, that was kind of one of my goals in going. I had to hit Inman's in Llano to try the turkey sausage. It was good. It was very good. But by the time we hit Cooper's, I think we were on our third barbecue that day already. And so we didn't expect much, maybe fourth. Yeah. We didn't expect much. And we were pretty much full when we got there, so we did what we did at several places from that point on, where we ordered like one piece of brisket that we all split, you know, one rib that we all split, and yet Cooper's impressed all four of us in how good it was, considering it didn't really have the reputation that a Snow's or a Black's has.
Exactly. Yeah, it was kind of one of those hidden gems, and there's probably dozens more places just like that had we had the time and stomach capacity that we could have tried. But it was a cool surprise. So if you're ever in Llano, Texas, then go to Inman's, get their world famous turkey sausage and their jalapeno and cheese stuffed turkey sausage as well. It's my favorite. But then go to Cooper's. And there's so many places. It was just one of the funnest trips I've ever been on. I'm glad you're able to come along, and we had a great group with Todd and Kate there too. Just an excellent weekend. I couldn't eat anything else by the time we were done, nor could I have any more meat really for the next week.
Yeah, which for a guy that runs a barbecue supply store, that's saying something.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. I'm you know, I eat a lot of meat. But that was over the top. So for the next week, we often on this show talk about some of the things that we've cooked over the last week, and that week right after Texas, and there wasn't much. I was almost avoiding the meat for a little bit, but I've since recharged my batteries, and I had some good. I made some tacos for Cinco de Mayo, of course, and I.
Nice.
On the PK grill, I went to Dixie Meats and I got some of their carne asada. They have a few different flavors. Dixie Meats, awesome local butcher shop. If you haven't been there, make sure you drop by. But they hooked me up with some carne asada. And I didn't really have to season much of it myself, which I usually season it plenty, but made some great Cinco de Mayo tacos and to get me off of my meat fast that I was having for a little bit. So
I talked a little bit at the beginning of the show about your classes coming up, but I wasn't sure the order of them. And I want, maybe if you can just reiterate, it's a competition class this month, correct?
Yeah. And so on the 13th, then we've got Rusty Monson and his crew from Salt City Barbecue. Awesome pit master. He's got a podcast. If you're into barbecue, you're trying to find more barbecue information, look him up. The the Pitmaster podcast featuring Rusty Monson. And he's going to be the one that's coming down on May 13th to teach a class focused on competition barbecue. But looking forward to that. If you're not into competition barbecue, you're not looking for it. It's a different style than your standard backyard. And so it's not for everybody class, but for those of you that are looking for some different types of tips and techniques, it's going to be a really cool one. The other one after that, and speaking of Dixie Meats, then their crew is going to come in with Adam Christensen, the owner, and some of his staff. They're going to be coming in June, just a Thursday before Father's Day, and they'll be teaching a class. And I just went over the menu with them, and I'm crazy excited. They're going to jam-pack it full with four different meats in an hour and a half.
Ooh.
It's going to be epic. They'll be demonstrating how to make your own sausage. They'll be showing how to kind of butcher a chicken, a whole chicken, and walking you through that whole step. So if you're ever going to buy a chicken, this would be awesome to join in on that as well. They'll be talking about different steaks, what you're looking for with the marbling, so you can be more educated in your future steak purchases. And so just a ton of information with lots of different meat. I think they're going to be doing a bacon-wrapped meatloaf as well.
Ooh.
Just killer class. I'm really looking forward to it. That's in June. We still have some slots available. So if you're looking for a class, that's going to be an awesome one from a cool local company, Dixie Meats. They'll be coming in and teaching that. And then in July, then I'll be teaching a class with some of the other guys at the store. An intro class for those that are more entry level. We'll be doing some ribs and a few other fun appetizers. And so that's in July.
We're down to our last minute, Troy. Anything you wanted to add? Do we want to do a keyword, a giveaway this week?
Yeah. So if you come in, then the keyword's going to be Austin to represent our trip there to Austin. Nice. And we have some awesome Texas style rub that we will be giving away to anybody that comes in. So Austin's the key word, but swing on in and we'll get you hooked up with some excellent, delicious barbecue rub.
The barbecue pit stop again. Stop by. They're just north of the boulevard, around 300 east behind Napa Auto Parts. Yeah, you don't really buy barbecue there. What you do is you buy the awesome stuff you need to make the barbecue yourself. I love the barbecue pit stop, and it obviously AG approved. And Troy, thanks so much for coming on today. Good luck with the store this week and the classes. And I'm kind of jealous. I need to get myself into some of those advanced classes just to see what goes on in those things.
Yep, good for anybody. Thanks, Andy.
All right, this has been the Barbecue HQ Show with Andy Griffin and Troy Paul. As we'll get some music going again. There we go. Andy Griffin Show, open lines coming up in about 5 minutes after the news. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening.
You ought to see me eat now. I got jaws like a bad trap thief, like a raisin, a Maytag tongue with a sensitive...